Welcome to the Tri-Town Advice Givers Podcast, a podcast dedicated to bringing the Tri-Town and surrounding area residents the best advice from our brightest minds. My name is Mark Borst, your host, and today we are on location in Crown Point, Indiana at Locked In, Northwest Indiana Escape Game with Jennifer McMullen. Hello, Jennifer, and welcome to the show.
Hi, thanks for having me.
So when we start out, I just want to ask you a little bit about who you are.
Okay. What would you like to know?
Just general stuff, like from the region originally?
I am originally from the region.
Okay.
Yes. Cedar Lake and Crown Point my whole life.
Okay. Okay. So which high school?
Both.
Did you?
I started at Hanover and finished at Crown Point.
So okay. Okay.
Bounced back and forth a little bit.
Okay. And the business, family business?
Family business, me and my mom.
Okay.
Yeah.
So we'll just jump right into the business itself, Locked In NWA Escape Game. So just let's talk a little bit about that. When did it open? Like, what motivated you guys to open it? Kind of the starting point and how we got to today.
Sure. We opened last September, so we've been open almost a year, which is pretty exciting. We opened because my mother and I had been for 3 or 4 years looking for something to do that interested both of us, and had been saving money to start our own business. And we ran into these out in California last January and kind of just fell in love and came back home and said we could do one of those. And so we did. About 4 months after we started planning for it and doing all of that stuff, we actually opened. So,
well, that's actually a pretty short time frame then, 4 months to...
We worked a lot of hours.
Yeah?
Yeah. So yeah. We both still worked at a restaurant full time, and in any of our off time, we were here doing stuff.
Okay.
So
we're in a space block or two off the square here. How did you find this space, or why did you decide on this space?
We found this space by chance, actually. We were about to sign a contract at a much larger space, and we weren't really sure how it was going to go over in the area because there's not a whole lot like this in the area. And so we were a little nervous about the bigger space because we didn't want space that we didn't need. And my stepdad actually sent us down here because this space had just become available, and we both live right around here. And we came in, and as soon as we walked in, my mom was like, yep, this is the space.
Well, that's cool.
Yeah, she loved it from the start, and I was a little iffy about it, and she proved to be right. So
yeah,
here we are.
That's cool. So as far as how much of the remodeling or decorating from when you started during that 4 months, was there a lot of rehab in here?
Not a whole lot of rehab. A lot of prettifying things and making things a little bit different. And we want our rooms to be true to the time period or the characters in the rooms. So there was a lot of matching stuff up and looking for stuff, like our sheriff's office is from the 30s. So everything in it is from the 30s or prior. So we wanted to make sure everything was period conscious because that's just kind of how we are.
So as far as police station, police officers, was that purposefully for Crown Point, or was that more of the room theme for the concept?
Yes. Actually, it was purposely for Crown Point because Crown Point is known for the whole John Dillinger thing.
Sure.
And so it's a 1930s jail. Okay. So it's very old-timey, wood floors, buckets instead of bathrooms, old safe from the 1920s. And so it's very period conscious, and it's very Crown Point.
Cool. Yeah. So you said you first ran into them out in California. Was it something that you guys just went and did one time for fun, and that's kind of how you fell into it? Or did you know someone else that was running one? Or
no, I actually went and did one with my brother and had such a good time that we did two the next day. And
oh, wow.
Then we did two the next day and kind of became addicted. And so my mother and I went out to California maybe 2 months later. And I took her to one because she was still on the fence about it. And as soon as I took her to one, she was like, yeah, we could do this. We got this.
That's awesome. So the trip with your mom was to sell her on the idea, basically?
Well, it helped. It was to go visit friends, but it actually helped that it was out in California because they're kind of all over out there. Anywhere on the East Coast and West Coast, they're everywhere, escape rooms. So it, it helped to take her out there because then I got to show her what I wanted to do.
Right. It seems like all the trends always start from the coast and move inward.
The Midwest is the last to get anything. I always say that. Even like clothing trends, anything, like they're trickling their way in.
And sometimes by the time it gets here, the coast don't even do it anymore.
Yeah, it's faded out.
Fashion trend stuff.
Yeah, sadly.
Yeah. As far as the business model itself, is there something out there that you guys modeled it after? Or was it just about research on with those companies? Did you talk to other people that have been doing it? Or how did you actually figure out the business model side of it?
A little bit of everything, but I would say mostly trial and error. We talked to a few other business owners. I've been to almost 40 rooms now. So I kind of have a general concept of the things that I like and the things that I don't like as far as types of puzzles and stuff like that. But most of it was trial and error. Luckily, my stepdad had had a business before. So he ran us through all the business licensing and, and helped us out with all of that, which we're really grateful for because I am not a computer person or a licensing kind of person. So that was helpful.
Yeah. And that sometimes the right ingredients are all there other than that business stuff. So it's good that you had someone there to help a little bit. So why don't you just go through and tell us like what it's all about? Like if I come in here, what do I expect or what's the process like?
Okay, so the process when you come in, you've already booked, so you kind of already know what the room is that you're doing. And the process is you sign in, we talk about it, we go over the rules. And you and your friends, family, coworkers, whoever you decide to bring, get locked in a room. And you are stuck in there for the full hour unless you can get out in less time than that. So you're going to go in and you're going to work together and you're going to solve puzzles, riddles, find clues, and really detective yourself out of it and work yourself out of the room. So it's really fun. It's really exciting. It encourages a lot of teamwork.
So what's the percentage of people that actually get out in that time? And you don't have to get me exact percentage, but is it more failures or more successes on the escaping?
Failures. we don't like to call them losers. We call them not winners. because it doesn't sound as bad. The percentage of success rate is about 25%.
Okay.
So it's up there, but it can be done. I think the reason that our success rate is so low is because we are getting a lot of people that have never done one before. And so they spend the first maybe 10 minutes kind of looking around, not knowing what to do, and they're wasting that time instead of getting right to it. Okay. So I would say most of the people that don't get out, had they had 10 more minutes, they would be out.
Gotcha.
And most of the people do get out in the last 10 minutes of their time.
Okay.
So not a lot of people are getting out with 30 minutes left. It's in the last 10 minutes, or if they had 10 more minutes, they'd be out.
Sure.
So if we weren't getting those groups that are new to it or, you know, got them on their second or third time, they would know to get right at it and they would probably be a success as well. So our success rate would probably be double of what it was if, you know, people understood. And now we'll get people that come back after doing one room and do the other room and they get out. So they kind of get the concept.
So they get the system of it all.
Right.
So I see above your head there, so you got 33 minutes on and 34 minutes on the other room. Are those people that have been here over and over again, or is it just by chance that they were really clicking together?
So that is our times to beat, our best best times wall. And they had never been here before, none of those groups. And they just worked really well together. They had done a bunch of rooms previously. Two of the three groups had done more than 10 rooms and together. So they know how to work together really well. They know what each other's strengths and weaknesses are. And that's kind of what it's all about, kind of working together, pulling your, because different people see things from a different perspective. So having different ages, different backgrounds, different heights, it really helps because there's just stuff everywhere.
Yeah.
And those times, there's not been really anybody even close. When they beat the times before them, it was by like 10 minutes.
Okay.
So those are phenomenons. Those don't happen.
So the you said it was 8 people in the room at once? Is that what you told me?
Up to 8, yes.
Up to 8. So
were those groups 8 people or were they less than 8 people? Or do you know?
A 6, a 7, and an 8.
Okay.
So.
And the reason I asked, I was wondering if the more hands involved slows you down sometimes versus if there was, say, 4 people trying to do it. But I think you just said the diversification of how they see things helps as well.
Yes, yes. You know what? It just depends on your group, because sometimes having 8 people is a hassle because you end up with 8 personalities that all want to speak at the same time and not listen. And so you guys don't understand what has been done in the room, what needs to be done. You're not communicating really well together because you all want to be in charge. So in the room, really somebody has to kind of take point and everybody else has to do that. And the point person has to keep reminding everybody of what they need, what they don't need, what they've already used, what they have to find, and that kind of thing. Otherwise, it doesn't work out as well. That's right. Why it's all about the team working.
Yeah.
So 8 people can be great and 8 people can be terrible. It just depends on the 8 people.
Right. Yeah, definitely. And is it a progression? So do I have to solve this to get to this, or is that kind of how it works?
So what you're talking about is like a linear puzzle.
Okay.
And so you would do one thing that leads to the next thing that opens, that leads to the next thing. Those tend to be our least favorite rooms from having done as many as I have. I like webbed puzzles, which is basically there is stuff everywhere. There's kind of puzzle trails that go in multiple different directions and then all come back together at the end.
Okay.
So everybody in the room can be doing something different at the same time and communicating with each other what they're doing and finding, and then bring it back together instead of following each other around.
So like a good sitcom. There's right. different storylines and then it all somehow meshes together in the end.
It ties together. Yep.
Okay.
Just like that.
That's cool. So what's the demographic you're looking for? Like who's your prime customer, or if there is one? Or
so it's really interesting. So we opened to have something fun for adults to do besides just going out to bars and doing the typical thing that they always do, because I said there's nothing to do in Northwest Indiana. And so we opened with like older teenagers to like maybe 50s in mind. And it ended up being a little different than we expected, which is great. We get a lot of younger people as well, like 10, 11, 12, 13, that do different kinds of birthday parties and stuff here.
Okay.
And then we've had people up to their 80s come for their birthday with their grandkids and their great grandkids as a family thing. And some of the people come already dressed up in the jail outfit. So,
oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
So people get into it.
They get into it. It's really cool. I like to think of it as, you know, you went through your whole life and you picked your career and you chose to be, you know, good instead of going to jail, and you chose to do all these different things. And it's 1 hour out of your life that you get to be something else. You get to be in jail. You get to be in a vampire castle. You get to be a scientist. And you get to kind of think in a different way than you have to typically think in your normal life. So it kind of lets you be a kid again.
And it's really about the problem solving, right?
It absolutely is.
Yeah. I mean, you mentioned team building exercise. Is it something that businesses come in here and they bring a group of their people in here and see how well they do to work together?
They do.
Yeah.
Yeah, we've had different businesses local come in and do the team building, and they divide up in groups and they race each other because our rooms are about the same difficulty level.
Okay.
And see who gets out first. And we also allow group leaders or the boss to sit in the lobby and watch on an iPad so they can see both rooms and see who's communicating well together, who's not communicating well together, if people are like they are in the office or if they're totally different. So
do they know they're being watched by the boss?
No.
Okay.
Not always.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, typically the boss just sits out here and we offer him the iPad and they don't always know that we have it. So
yeah, that's cool. I coach some sports teams too. I can see the team building thing for that too. Not only for the team building itself, but to see where the leader comes, like which people rise to the top and take over the team. And sometimes the leader has to know that he's not in charge and that someone else can be in charge. So there's a lot of dynamics that can be thrown in there.
There is. There's a whole lot of push and pull in the rooms. Everybody can participate at some point, but nobody's going to be running the show the whole time because they're not going to be able to see everything and they're not going to be able to be everywhere. You know, if we have smaller groups, like groups of two, they tend to have a little bit of trouble because we have enough stuff in the rooms for eight, if there's eight people in there, for everybody to participate at some point. So when it's two people, it's difficult. So there's a lot of push and pull and a lot of finding different things amongst your group.
Yeah. And I can see it. I just know with my kids, like, you could totally do it against other families or against yourselves, you know, like split up between yourselves and the kids versus the parents or something. I don't know.
Yeah. You know what? It makes it more fun that way. Cause it is, you know, inside your group, it's a competition because everybody wants to win, you know, everybody wants to win at everything. So it's a competition amongst yourself trying to get out. But when you involve other groups that you're trying to beat their time, you're being competitive against them as well, which is really fun.
Right. Yeah, that's cool. So if I come today, what's my allure to come back next week or in a month or?
The only downside. So if you were to come today and did a room, you wouldn't want to come back and do the same room because it's the same puzzles.
Okay.
So, and that's how most locations are. For up to 2 years, they keep the same rooms and then they rotate them out because there's so many people in this area that have never been here or have never even heard of us still.
Sure.
That we wouldn't shut down the rooms and change them for the turnover because there's so many people that haven't experienced it yet. You could come back and do the other room, which is totally different. And then once you do that, you know, you've done both of our rooms. Which is why we get excited every time another one pops up in the area. And actually one just opened in Chesterton.
Okay.
And I'm not exactly sure when they open. They open, I found out about a week ago, but we get excited when other ones open, especially if they're good rooms, because if people go to those and enjoy themselves, they'll look for other ones in the
right.
area.
It raises the overall awareness.
They're not competition. They actually help us advertise because if people have fun at theirs, they'll come to ours. So
exactly.
And vice versa.
Yeah.
You know, we send people to all the other ones in the area and we, you know, have met with all the other owners and they're all really great. So it's
and you also,
not competition for us.
Right. It definitely raises the awareness of the concept. And like you said, it's something that's coming from the coast, so not a lot of people around here know what it is. But you also mentioned before we started that you're opening a second location as well.
We are opening a second location. We open on Friday. We have a location in Hobart that will have three rooms.
Okay.
We'll start with our first room, which is Release the Cure. It is a science lab where you are releasing the cure. You have to find the cure for cancer that has been hidden in the lab and break it out. It's a corporate espionage kind of room where you're infiltrating another lab. So
okay.
It's a lot of fun.
That's cool.
And then we'll also have a CSI room there because everybody loves those crime shows, and a shipwrecked room.
Okay. So you'll have five rooms total.
We will have five rooms total. Yes. Yeah. And then after those are open, we will come back here and reinvent these.
Cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's definitely more than a one-time thing. I guess that's what I'm getting across. Like if you come once, you can come again to do other things.
Our groups to ask for three clues if they get stuck on anything. So they can ask for three clues to get a little hint or help, which are also kind of riddly. We don't just say, hey, look at this.
Gotcha.
We kind of lead them in the direction and they have to figure it out themselves still because
right.
they're on their own.
So you said back at the beginning that it takes people 10 minutes or so to like get acclimated. Is like when I walk in that room, do I get a piece of paper with any instructions or is it pretty much go in and figure it out?
It is go in and figure it out. You
okay.
don't get any instructions. I might give you a final instruction as I'm exiting the room. Other than that, you're on your own.
Okay.
So you have to, for instance, in the jail, you have to figure out how to get out of the jail cell. You are trapped in there and you have to get out of there, find the six pieces of evidence that I've compiled against you. And then you have to figure out what the door code is to get out. So you have multiple tasks inside
gotcha.
The room that you have to figure out. And you know you need to figure out these tasks. You just don't know how you're going to do it.
Right.
And that's where the teamwork and the kind of being a detective and looking around and moving things and looking under things kind of comes into play.
Right. That's cool. It intrigues me, the whole problem solving side of it. Like with no instructions, like... There you go.
Which, like I said, is probably why the success rate's a little bit lower, because we do end up getting that right. Everybody's like, well, where am I supposed to start?
Right.
And you're just supposed to start looking.
Right.
And the first room that I actually did was like that as well. I was the same way. And had I not been in the room with a girl that had done a bunch before and say, move everything, take everything off the walls, I would have probably been standing there looking around too.
Right. Right. Yeah, definitely the experience of not only that particular room, but the concept in general.
Yeah. You carry the stuff with you.
Right. Yeah. So going back a year since you guys opened, would you change anything, how you started or anything you did at the beginning to start the business?
I don't think I would. Okay. A lot of it, like I said, is trial and error. We did change a few things along the way, and I would say the biggest thing that we changed would be our times. And we were doing them an hour and a half apart, and we moved it to an hour and 45 minutes apart, because we would get some groups that came early and other groups that came late, and they would run into each other in the lobby, and we didn't want that. So that, I mean, through trial and error, you kind of tweak things here and there and move things around, and
yeah,
it kind of all just ended up how it ended up.
Yeah. So you have them staggered one room to the other so they both don't start at the same time? Is that what you're saying?
No, the rooms start at the same time, but we were getting groups that would show up late, and then the next group following them would show up early.
Oh,
and
I gotcha.
So as they were leaving the room, talking about it.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which you don't want.
Right. That's no fun for the next group.
It's no fun for the next group, and you don't want to dull the excitement of the group coming out,
right,
saying, shh, there's somebody out there.
Right.
So we just moved it farther apart, which... Gotcha. Didn't really affect us all that much.
Yeah.
It gave us one less appointment during the day.
Okay. So you said that you have to schedule a time to come in. How far out do I need to look if I wanted to come?
You know what? We are all kind of last minute people. So unless
so people, true. So true.
So unless people are planning stuff for like a birthday or a bachelorette or stuff like that and have a very specific date and time in mind, You can do it the week of.
Okay.
We get a lot of bookings the day of. We'll go into the weekend having a few, and then,
sure,
you know, the day of, fill up. So it just depends. You don't have to do it super far out. And you can book on our website at lockedinnwi.com. And you could book through me on the phone at 512-5165. So we do it both ways.
We definitely are a society of procrastinators.
Oh, yeah.
As far as like keeping abreast with this industry, is there like a group on Facebook, or like you guys all hang out and talk about things, how to make it better or anything like that?
No, you know what? Not around here. I have heard other towns doing that, or other areas doing that, where all the owners kind of go to each other's and talk about the things that they might change and the things that they need to make different, or the things that they really love, to bounce back off each other, which I think is fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
Here we
don't. Even like a Facebook community, like let's out in California or anything like that?
No, I haven't found any.
Okay.
I mean, we're on Facebook. Our business is on Facebook, obviously. And that's how we do a lot of our advertising. A lot of it is social media.
Sure.
But I haven't found any groups. I've met a few people that are also business owners. I've met with people that want to open up one and tried to mentor them.
Okay.
And, we've had people come to ours that do blogs that go to hundreds of rooms around the country. So, but as far as a Facebook community, I don't know that there is one around here.
Okay.
It would be cool though.
Yeah. Yeah, the more people that are in the same industry, like bouncing ideas off each other, is always beneficial for everybody.
I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so. And like I said, none of us are in competition with each other. We're all, you know, if we do our job and have a good room, it helps everybody out, because mm-hmm. people come back and do your other rooms, and then they'll go do other ones in the area as well. So.
Right. And on the other side, if someone opens up and they don't have a good room, you want them out as fast as possible.
That's a mean way of saying it.
Yeah, I mean, but it's the truth.
If somebody opens and is getting bad reviews and that kind of thing, I don't so much want them out as I want to help them
improve,
improve or tweak the things that people are having issue with, because it only benefits me for them to have a good room.
Exactly.
And it does a disservice to all rooms when it's not a great room, because then people get a bad experience their first time and they'll never go again.
Mm-hmm.
Like if you've had a bad meal somewhere and it was just terrible, you're never going to that restaurant again.
Right.
And it's probably a really great restaurant, but you're over it. So we want everybody to have a good experience their first time, because if they do, they'll be back.
Cool. So outside of the escape room, what occupies your time?
I work. So
okay.
I'm a bartender. So I do that during the week, and I'm here on the weekends. And when I'm not here or there, I am fixing the rooms in Hobart to get them all opened, because we're going to start with one.
Okay. Just wanted one, and then as soon as that gains some traction, go to the other one?
Well, actually, we are opening one this weekend, and then probably the second one in 2 weeks.
Okay.
And then in a month, the third one.
So it's just staggered a little
bit. Every 2 weeks. Yeah, stagger them a little bit to kind of get the staff that we're training into kind of how it's going to be and get the rhythm of everything.
So where's the Hobart location?
The Hobart location is at 433 East 3rd Street, right across from the clock tower, if you're familiar with Hobart, right on Lake George.
Yeah.
Cool.
And is there anything that I didn't ask you or that you want to bring up?
I just hope everybody gives this a try. I hope everybody gives escape rooms a try. It's kind of a fun new little experience where you're getting to communicate. You're getting to my personal favorite thing about escape rooms is ours don't use a whole lot of technology. So for, you know, techie people or for people that are always attached to tethered to their phone, their computer or that kind of thing. It's awesome for me to see people that are used to relying on that have to figure out how to do stuff on their own and detach and not have their phone on them and not be able to Google stuff and not be able to rely on what we rely on a daily basis. It kind of lets you.
So no phones allowed?
No phones allowed.
Wow.
Yeah. You get to escape from that for that hour.
That's which, cool.
You know, and the hour passes by so quick.
Oh, I'm sure.
We'll get people 50 minutes in and they're like, we have 10 minutes left. Where'd that go?
Right.
So yeah, I mean, I want everybody to have a good time is basically our whole thing. We want everybody to have a good time. We want everybody to have some good, clean, wholesome fun. Cause there's not a whole lot to do that's like this. So right.
Cool. So, just once again, tell us your location, best way to get a hold of you, best way to book a room, all that kind of stuff.
Sure. We have two locations, one at 213 North Main Street in Crown Point and one at 433 East 3rd Street in Hobart, Indiana. You can book with us online at LockedInNWI.com. You can also find us on Facebook or call us at 219-512-5165.
Very good. Thank you very much.
Thanks so much for having me.